You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says,
What's up?
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? I got peanut butter and jelly in a bowl. I got almond coconut milk in a glass. And I got some apple cider vinegar all natural drink waiting for me after that. And that's what's up. How many of you heard my last release? The one that just said, Sheriff, what's up? And was wondering, what in the world is going on? What is that? What is all that? Well, somebody who apparently isn't very smart. First things first, they were not smart enough to block their number before they called. Wah, wah. And second thing is they made a soft-handed threat. Why would you do that to somebody you know is an investigator? I mean, like, was that a crank call? Because, it was mildly entertaining, I'll give you that. However, I do want to give it a little bit of credibility because, hey, maybe they're down like that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, then I don't know what to tell you right now. I got my milk waiting for me, so I'm all like, what's up? I killed the peanut butter and jelly. I just killed that shit. I don't know, man. I'm crazy about peanut butter and jelly. It's crazy. I've been surviving off of it for I don't know how long now. Welcome to being a vegan and not being able to find anything clean to eat, hardly. However, I do eat a lot of food at work. I'm talking about, I'm probably getting fat because of it. Well, whatever. Who cares? I was getting pretty skinny anyways, and I was tired of depending on chia seeds to make me a healthy weight again. Craziness, I tell you what. Anyways, just 1 second while I put my dishes up, and I'll be right back. And just like that, we're back. So, let's discuss this old phone call that I got. First, let me allow you to hear the phone call real quick, and then we're gonna discuss what I think about it. All right, okay, here we go.
Hello?
This is your last chance. Shot clock is ticking. See, that's when your boy Donkey Kong got blocked. You know what I mean? Like, when you put out too many banana peels, eventually you're gonna slip, dog. Just trying to say something. And man, if you're gonna threaten somebody, if you're not homosexual, you should probably not threaten them with effing them in the A. I mean, like, you get that, right? Like, we did that whole episode on the Mimi and the Neiman Marcus and the men's section of the Neiman Marcus. I mean, like, even Dan Bongino was jumping in on that. Like, he's the one that came up with the whole, hey, bro, Mimi and the Neiman Marcus. And how it's, like, not very masculine? I don't know. Not very macho? I mean, what am I dealing with here? Like, you guys, like, what is that? Is that a prank call? Like, should I just shrug it off? Like, I don't know what I should do with that. Like, what is... Like, I've got his phone number. Like, whoever this is that made that call, I can call him back. But, I won't. I'm not that immature. It's like I've got better things to do in my life than prank call people. Like, I stopped prank calling when we were, like, 13, bro. The Jerky Boys was pretty funny. But, eventually you gotta outgrow that. So let's say that is a threat. And I'm about to get F'd in the A. You sure you wanna try that? I mean, I'm just gonna put it to you this way. There was only one guy that took down the entire mob. I'll kind of just leave it at that. And I'll also point out how close in time these calls were from whenever I uploaded my last podcast. Now, if you know what was in my last podcast, it was about the human trafficking at grocery stores. Child trafficking out of the grocery stores, yes. You heard me right. Instead of going to pick up groceries, they're picking up groceries and children that don't belong to them, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea. And I don't want to know. See, that's the whole point about this is, if y'all weren't so sloppy and obvious, I would never have even known. But are you potentially blatantly this obvious on purpose? Like, what's your angle, bro? Like I don't recognize the voice of the guy who got me kicked out of Fred Meyer's, which is a Kroger for all of you in the lower 48. It's a Kroger store. It's a Smith's. Because Smith's is Kroger's. Fred Meyer is Kroger's. It all comes down to that Kroger brand. So, you know, my family went to Kroger all their lives. I went to Kroger all my life. My family worked in Kroger. I did not work in Kroger. I chose a different avenue. Well, you know, whenever you go and you disrespect a brand that is part of my family upbringing, I'm gonna look at you funny. And you gotta understand that, like I said, I've been going to Kroger all my life. I can tell when something's out of place. Or when something's not stocked right. I don't even have to work there to know all this. I just do. So, I mean, you might want to pick your targets a little more carefully because I'm not trying to talk tough crap, but I'm definitely not somebody that you want to mess with. You really don't. You really don't. Let's say something happened to me. Do you know how many people will come looking for you? Not me. They're coming to look for you, buddy. I mean, I'll just leave it at that. Like, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because the irony of I want to F you in the A is basically what he's saying. Now, it didn't come out of his mouth, hey, I want to F you in the A, but he says, you're about to get F'd in the A. Well, it's been all day so far, and I still haven't been F'd in the A, which is fine by me. I have had no homosexual attempts made towards me. Cool. But what's not cool is this.
Chance Rahan, you're about to get bleeped.
Well, my friends, I'll put it to you this way. I've had plenty of people try to F me in the A, bro. And it didn't work very effing well. It doesn't go very well for people who try to F me in the A. Just saying. I'm really not down to deal with any BS. You know, these people forget that I come from Vegas. Land of the mob, land of the mafia. You may think that the Mafia doesn't exist anymore, but believe me, they still do. How do I know? We'll just say I know. We'll just say I know. Do I have connections to the mob? You'd be stupid to think that I don't. I mean, I'm just stating the obvious. The mob kind of likes me. I'm kind of their boy. I'm not trying to say, hey, I'm a mob member. I'm not part of the mafia. Because I'm not. I'm not even going to disrespect the mob and say, hey, I'm mafia. I'm really not. I grew up around the mafia. I grew up around the Louisiana mafia. The mafia in Houston. The mafia in Vegas. The mafia in Arizona. I mean, I've got a long history of ties to the mob. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this because you might want to think about what you're doing when you call me from an unblocked number and then tell me you want to F me and the A. Now, I'm putting this cleanly. I don't want my fans to be thinking that, oh, he just keeps talking about F and the A, you know, but the exploitives. Because I mean, you know, I really don't care. But I'm getting to a point to where I'm trying to grow out of the whole cussing thing, you know, and I said this on my last podcast. So I might let one fly every now and then, just out of habit, I guess. Because like I said, nobody's here, but still, man. I'm still coming back to that question, is why would you do that to somebody who came from Vegas? Why? Like, okay. A guy from Vegas lives in the fast lane. They have seen it all. Probably not everything, but they, believe me, they've seen a lot. If you've lived in Vegas for a long time, you've seen a lot. If you come from a big city like I do, you have definitely seen a lot. If you come from many big cities like I do, plus small towns, believe me, buddy, you've seen just about everything. Everything, everything. Man, I've had people do all types of crap, especially since living here. I mean, dude, girls have been sent to my life for no reason. Guys come over and question me at the bar for seemingly no reason. I mean, come on, dude. I've been everywhere at this point. Now, I haven't been to every single country in the world, but I've been to a few. Enough to say, man, it's just like being in the hood. And again, why would you do something that's so why would you mess with somebody that's ratchet like me? I don't understand. I really don't. I don't get it. And why would you say I'm about to get F in the A? That's just wrong. You don't say that to another man. Unless, I mean, you're into that. That's what you're into, buddy? Better find a girl who's into that, too. She could do you all night long. You know? Who's the pitcher and who's the giver in that relationship? Who's the pitcher and who's the catcher? Because, wow. Yeah, buddy. I just want to know, who does that? You guys, okay, everybody in Vegas, all my friends and fans out there that have never been to Alaska, even if you've been to a small town, you don't understand. You can't drive away from this place. It's about 20 minutes to 30 minutes wide. Let's say 35, just because you got to drive out the road and all that. But, I mean, let's just say it's not even an hour long. You could drive around for an hour and make it back home, right? It's pretty small, but there's roads tucked off to the side where they got neighborhoods that you didn't even realize were there, right? Because of all the forest lines and stuff. You know, you have to remember this place is isolated, surrounded by ice and water and forest, dense forestry. After a while, you can't drive no more. You have to stop and turn around. But to a place that's isolated like this, and coming from Vegas, I was like, man, this place would be easy to fix. All the problems here would be so easy to fix. It's isolated. Nobody can escape that easily. You have to take a boat or a plane. Plus, it's not that big of an area. There's not that many people here. Now, don't get me wrong, this is still a city. There are still people here. And there are still a lot of people here, but there's not that many. It's not 3 freaking million like it was in Vegas and counting, you know? It's not like that here. There's limited space only, limited supplies only, man. And I just want to really drive into your brain the fact that this place is completely isolated. Isolated. People do come and go. But keep in mind, this place is isolated. You cannot drive away. You can only drive across the bridge to the other island and back. And there's not even there. Over on this side is more than there are people and things than there is on the other side of the island. You know, the other island, Douglas Island. Why I say other island? Because we're pretty much surrounded by water, no matter what you think about it. Because it's all ice, and ice is water. We are surrounded. You know what I'm saying? But what else we're surrounded in is pedophiles. There are tons of pedophiles here. Pedophiles go to prison here. They don't go to prison anywhere else in Alaska, from what I understand. They all go to prison here, where it's isolated. They can be contained. They can't just run away. They'd have to have a boat waiting or whatever. But what I'm really trying to drive into the fact about this isolation is, this place would be really easy to fix. It really would. They need more cops. And, you know, and that's something that, like, because everybody pretty much knows everybody for the most part. It's that this place is like they all work around each other's schedule. You understand? Okay, well, so-and-so is not out. Oh, I can go and do this. You know? And then, yeah, like it's easy to catch these people because there's not very many streets you can drive on. It's like that one road in and one road out type of town. I mean, the cop just sits there in the middle and he'll see you. If you're speeding, you're done. You're toast. So, with the isolation, they know that there's not that many cops on the block. And that they need more. Like, it comes down to they need more cops. And they are paying buku bucks. And they are giving you hours and hours. Probably hours you don't even want. So, they know that. They know that there are no cops on the blocks at certain times here and there or everywhere. And they're on their phones and driving. They are on their phones and driving. They're following you. They're keeping tabs on you. He's going here. He's going there. Da da da. Oh, yeah. Following you everywhere you go. Can't even go to the store without this shit. Yep. Follows you everywhere you go. Because you can't really go anywhere. You can't just disappear off into the mountains like that. Like, you can, but your car is going to be there. And everybody's going to know that you're there. Because that's your car. Maybe they come out to haunt you. Who knows? Maybe you go for a hike, right? And you come back and there's somebody waiting at your car. You never know, dude. You never know. I mean, they've got vans parked on the side of the road at night. And while I get it, like, you're trying to sleep there, it always, you know, that's the whole rape van connotation with it. And, you know, I'm kind of sorry if that freaks you guys out, that I get out and I'm making sure that there's nobody screaming in there. and I document what's going on. I'm not there to harm you. I'm not even there to tell on you. I'm there to see, okay, if something happens, so-and-so did this. You know, you might want to ask them. Doesn't mean you did it. Does not mean you did it. It's just that you were within the vicinity. See, and that's another thing. Somebody went overseas and got in trouble in another country. And that wasn't a proper investigation because they didn't have a proper translator at the time of her investigation. That's scary to think about, to go to another country and just end up in their jail like that and not be able to speak their language, really. It's different. Oh, man. So I love cruising this town. This town is the shit. It's heaven. Even though it's isolated and there's only so many places to go, the things you can see, though, the scenic routes, the routes, the clouds over the mountains, the lush green, tall trees, legal cannabis, plenty of dispensaries now. That's what's up. That's what's up. You guys, this has been a grind. I just want to thank you, each and every one of you. And especially you, Mr. F.U. in the A.
Chance Rahan, you're about to get...
Beep. Beep.
Bro.
Here's to you and all the F's you've given to A's ever. All the way, man. All the way. So, I'm gonna take a swig of this apple cider vinegar. It's a cinnamon, apple cinnamon. Cause this is the bomb. It's good stuff. You know what else is good? Good vibes. So funny. You guys are so funny. So funny. It's so funny, dude. I'm just happy right now. I'm really happy. And I just want to thank Mr. Trump for all his tremendous effort in the White House. I want to thank Bob Mueller for getting out there and doing his thing, whatever that was. I want to thank Candace Owens. I think she should be House Speaker. I'm just going to roll with that. She should be House Speaker. Candace Owens, be House Speaker, and your brother should be the doorman. Uh-oh. Officer Tatum, can you hang? What's up? We're gonna build an army. What's up? Let's do this. I'm gonna rock with it. What's up? Hold up, I'm gonna let you finish. Hold on, Taylor. Hold on, Swiftness. I'm gonna let you finish. But right quick though, right here, right now, it is not about Beyonce. It's about the movement. That's what's up. Holla if you hear me, what's up? That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, where are you guys at right now? That's what I wanna know. Comment me on ACAP News. You should see what's going on ACAP News. It's funny. ACAPNews.com. 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 Place to get the freshest news ever. That's what's up. Recon. Recon! What's up? What's up? Hoorah! Hoorah! What's up? That's what's up. That's what's up. Alright, echo me. Alright, echo me. Hey. I'm just laughing at the stuff that's been going on at work. Everybody got their little dramas. Everybody each has their own little dramas going on. I just stay out of it and mind my own. Because, man, you sit around talking to people and don't listen. Just do your job. Do your fucking job. For real. Schumer, you could do your job. Pelosi, you could do your job. Ocasio, you can do your job. Crazy ho. Hey, slave, quit being a slave. Do your freaking job. Ilhan, do your job. Everybody, Swalwell, what the F, dude? Do your job. Buttigieg, you can tell I was gay or not, but I judge. This is a joke. Do your job. You want to help with the VA, dude? Do your job. And hold accountability. And get somebody in there that's in there like swimwear, bro. Come on, man. We need you in your Speedos right now. We're in deep water. You get your little speedies on, huh? That's what's up. You know, I don't like meth. I don't mess with it. But you know, weed is legal. That cannabis, yep. That healing stuff, legalize it. What's up, Mike Tyson? Keep throwing that up. Let's get it legalized for everybody. That's name recognition right there. What's up? What's up? Man. What are you guys doing? I'm so bored out here. This is so boring. Oh, man. I really like the wildlife out here, though. I like the hawks. You know, the eagles. They're so beautiful. I've never seen nothing like that in my life before. Ever. It's so awesome. With the ravens are so huge. They are freaking huge, phenomenal. Huge mongous, biggest I've ever seen. Like on the movie, The Crow, that's a big effing bird. That's what's up. Can you hear me coming through? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Who, you? DJ Screw, what's up? What's up? How y'all guys doing out there? You still with me? We still got more things to talk about. We'll talk about Osama bin Laden. We're gonna Osama bin Laden. Obama. La Bamba. Obama. La Bamba. Obama. La Bamba. Obama. La Bamba. Hey, for real though. How much you wanna bet that Osama bin Laden is Barack Hussein Obama? How much you wanna bet DJ Khaled is his son Khaled? Khaled. DJ Khaled. How much you wanna bet? And who is that Sarnoff kid? Where did he come from? What is? That's crazy. There's more to the story is what I'm saying. There's more to this story. Connect the dots. La la la. Connect the dots. La la la. Connect the dots. La la la. Fa la 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 la. Oh man. I'm having fun out here. I'm just really bored. It's all boring. I'm bored. Super bored. I miss Summerlin so bad. Oh well, though. Because I'm here now and I love it, though. I'm just super bored. That's it. I'm just bored. Aren't you? So, big government. What are we gonna do about this? Make people do their jobs. Do your freaking job. Do your job. Do your job. Do your job. Do your job. Just do your freaking job. It's your job, just do it. If that's your job, then do it. If that's your freaking job, do it. Come on, you could just do it. If that's your freaking job, do it, man. Don't screw it, man. And that's what's up. That's how I'm feeling right now. That's what I'm talking about. Man. People who don't do their jobs, it's like, stop. Like, you're taking up profit from other people who want to do their job. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. And that is what's up. It's such a crime. It's such a crime. This fake news is a crime, dude. It's lying about people. Man, my phone is blown. Oh. I don't know the number. Like, nobody leaves messages anymore. Just like text me. Let's see, they're calling over and over and over. They're calling right now. Oh no, they hung up. That's twice they called. Huntington Beach, California. Get up to $1,000 for harassment and $500 to $1,500 for illegal robocalls and interesting. Anyways, you just put the phone number into your search and it'll come up, reverse search.
Who is that? Who is that? Human gas to know. Who is that? You're naughty. Oh, you're so naughty. Come here, dude.
It's a crime, dude. Fake news is a mother effing crime. It's a crime, dude. Fake news is a mother effing crime. It's a crime, dude. Fake news is a mother effing crime. It's a crime, you. Fake news is a mother effing crime. I'm telling y'all. Fake news is a mother effing crime. Yo, fake news. It's a mother effing crime. I'm telling you. Fake news is a mother effing crime. That's what's up. Y'all's fake news is a mother effing crime. Huh. Huh. That's what's up. I got your number, dude. What's up? If you think you're down with the clip click, then why F around with the clip click, huh? You said you was down with that click click, then why you not proud of that click click? My thoughts is fire. I'm like that fire. Cause I get much higher. When my wings spread and fly. You don't think you bruise, no. You just be bruising, no. That's alright. That's alright, bro. That's what's up. It's about that time right now. I'm telling y'all. It's about that time. Cause that's a crime, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, bro. Living the law of attraction. See beyond limits. Remember that there's enough for everyone. See beyond limits. Remember that there's enough for everyone. See beyond limits. Remember there's enough for everyone. See beyond limits. Remember there's enough for everyone. My thoughts is fire, bro. Make the flame rods high. This ain't even a podcast anymore. What is this? Is this a beat section where I'm just like fire and ice? Ain't that nice?
If I hear about fire and ice one more time,
don't you me. Oh, man. So what you guys want to talk about? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things, all the bad things that could be. You're down with the clip click, so why F around with the clip click? You say you proud of the clip click, then why F around with the clip click? You said you was down with the clip click. Nobody F around with the clip click. Clip click, click click, click click, click click, brr. I thought you was down with a clip click, so why F around with a clip click? You say you proud of the clip click, then why F around with a clip click? You said you was down with a clip click, nobody F around with a clip click. Clip click, click click, click click, click click, brr. What's up? Man, it's my outro right now. I thank y'all for listening. I thank y'all for coming around and sticking around to the end. I just squeezed my little spongy ball thing. It's like a space ball. Like, what is this? It's like little balls, but they all stick together. You just squish it. You just squish it. Helps me deal with anxiety. Helps me get energy out into the air. You know what I'm saying?